Heavy rain delayed the competition by about 45 minutes during the evening session as athletes and fans alike tried to wish the storm away. When the rain finally slowed, four medal events and three key qualifiers still awaited completion. The United States struck gold in the last two events of the night as Allyson Felix reached the top of the podium in the women's 200 meters with a time of 22.02 seconds. Veronica Campbell-Brown of Jamaica earned the silver, one-third of a second back. Felix said she was thrilled to win the 200 meters world championship again.
It's good. Number three is definitely special. I'm so happy that it took place here. It was so much history. Couldn't ask for more tonight.
LaShawn Merritt combined with Jeremy Warner for an American 1-2 finish in the men's 400 meters. Merritt easily took the gold with a world-leading time of 44.06 seconds and says he expected nothing less.
I wanted to come out and get it done. You know, I said I was going to do it. I was here a couple days ago and said I was going to get it done. I had ran the race probably a million times in my head before I stepped on the track. And it just so happened every time I ran it in my head, I won. I got an A for today.
Earlier, Russia's Yaroslav Rybakov took the men's high jump gold with a leap of 2.32 meters, while the women's discus title went to Danny Samuels of Australia with a personal best throw of 65.44 meters. In the semifinal heats, women, including three Americans, qualified for Sunday's 1,500-meter final. In men's events, American runners qualified for the finals in the 800 meters, but were disqualified from the 4x100-meter relay for an illegal baton exchange in the semifinals. From the World Athletics Championships in Berlin, this is Steve Shive, VOA Sports.